Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the original trivia game, now trivia show, hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Roger, Andy, and the reigning current champ, Tim Ma Buggin Geddes.
It's me. Before we went live, Andy, you what'd you do?
Steady.
What is it from?
Phantom Menace. Jar Jar Binks.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It was in here, and it was like living there for a very long time.
Andrew Tate.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Jesus
Christ.
Wow. Wow. Holy shit.
Wow.
God. Holy shit. Wow. Shit. That was a pretty good Andrew Tate.
I've never wanted to wear sunglasses.
Jesus Christ.
That's fucking life.
Wow.
Damn, dude. From Jar Jar to fucking roasting.
Jesus Christ. And you have your shirt buttoned down all the way and everything.
Listen, he wouldn't wear this. He would never wear a strawberry shirt, okay?
Yeah, he's a plum guy.
Yuck.
You watch a lot of Andrew Tate content? What's up?
I watch a lot of Hasan Abi.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Contestants, are you ready for Kind of Feud?
Fuck yeah, I am.
We got Roger, dude. So we know it's a good time.
The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,500 members of the Kind of Feudy audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Feudy best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world RPG. If Tim says Skyrim and it's number 1, then I'm 50 points. If Andy says The Witcher and that's number 2, then I'm 40 points. If Andrew says Fallout 3 and that's number 3...
It's dead.
I was talking outside after this. And so on and so forth. It's not round robin. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round.
Okay.
Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets
definitely
the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
No, because really quick, I need to point out the fact that Roger was showing off his cool spinny ring, which I fucking love. This is really cool. You should see.
Good for like ADHD.
Fran has one that like transforms in this like wild way.
Whoa.
And I saw one recently online. I got Instagram targeted. It's World 1-1 from Super Mario. Oh. And you can spin it around, but it's the whole freaking world.
Man. Oh my God.
I thought that would make you was calling World War One.
I thought the World War One diagram. I'm
so
really
sorry.
Into it.
Now I'm ready, bless.
All right. Round number 1. Name a game that was great until the ending.
Oh, shit.
Name a game that was great until the ending. Because of a tie, there are 2 20-point answers. So there's 6 options overall. We're going to start off with Tim Geddes, the current champ.
Shit, man. Oh. Mass Effect 3.
Fuck.
Tim says Mass Effect 3. Mass Effect 3 is the number 1 answer.
Yeah, baby.
That's going to get you 50 points. Roger Bicorni.
Fallout 4. I feel like.
That's a good. That's
yeah, I
good.
Feel like people didn't like that.
Good
ending.
Answer. Good answer.
Thank you.
Roger says Fallout 4. Fallout 4 is not on the list.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
Andy Cortez.
Uncharted 1.
Andy says Uncharted 1. Uncharted 1 is not on the list. And we're back to Tim. Name a game that was great until the ending.
Kind of weird, but you'll feel me on this. Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay.
That's great.
Tim says Metal Gear Solid 5. Metal Gear Solid 5 is one of our 20-point answers.
Did you hear that? There's a plural.
Well, there's 2 20-point answers.
So yeah, you said that.
I said that at the top, yeah.
That. I was too much thinking about Roger's rings.
Roger Bicorni.
A lot of good answers.
A lot of good answers.
Go
back
to your origins. I mean, I have a personal one, which is the new Monkey Island game. I fucking hated that ending. But I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say Arkham Knight. I don't like that ending. It's not on the list, but I fucking don't like that ending.
Roger said Arkham Knight. Batman Arkham Knight is not on the list.
I thought you were getting some.
Yeah, I thought I was getting some.
Andy Cortez.
I'm just going to throw a popular game out there. I don't know if it's good or not.
Do it, man.
Breath of the Wild.
Wow.
Andy.
That wasn't what I was going to say. I was going to say Skyrim, but then it came to me like Breath of the Wild.
Andy says Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is not on the list.
Can I guess one?
Go for it.
You guessed the wrong Batman game, Roger. Batman Arkham Asylum.
No. Arkham
Asylum was our 30-point answer.
That's a great one.
Actually,
that fucking,
Joker, that
that's
Joker
so
boss
right.
boss fight sucks.
See, here's the thing. I love that. I love that boss fight. So then, like, I don't even think about that.
Because I didn't, I've not finished, I never finished Arkham Knight. I have finished Arkham Asylum.
Part of the game.
I don't remember Arkham Asylum having a bad ending. So when you said Arkham Knight, I was like, did I miscount? Did people, like, write in Arkham Knight?
Maybe you did. Yeah. Maybe you did. Recount.
Oh, I definitely did. Stop the vote. I definitely didn't.
Stop the steal.
But yeah, no, Arkham Asylum was the 30.
Stop the vote.
That was the third. Stop the vote. I want a theocracy. At 40 points, you would have guessed Dying Light 2. We talked about that a lot during our review.
Sure.
That ending fucking terrible. Yep. Terrible ending. At one of the 20-point answers, the one that wasn't MGS5, Halo 2.
Oh, that is an excellent answer. Oh my god.
I don't even know the
ending. How did
that
not jump to my worst cliffhanger of all fucking time? And then there was a post credits that was just simply bizarre.
Yeah.
And that's it?
No, at 10 points, there was one more. Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh. I do remember.
Yeah, the ending was a little bit of a bummer.
We talked about this actually recently.
Yeah,
you and me.
Also a bad boss fight.
Mm.
Yeah. With that, only Tim scored points with our 50-point answer and the 20-point answer being Mass Effect 3 and MGS5, respectively.
Good for you.
Which brings our current score to Tim in first place with 70 points, and Roger tied for second place with 0 points each.
Ring bros.
I don't have one.
Round number two. Give me one. Name a game with dark in the title besides Dark Souls. Name a game with dark in the title besides Dark Souls.
Why was I so confident and now I'm like, oh, fuck.
We're going to start off with Roger Picorni.
Perfect Dark.
Roger says Perfect Dark. Perfect Dark is our number one answer.
Yeah!
That's going to get you 50
Woo!
Points.
Damn.
I don't miss.
Next, next up, Andy Cortez.
Eternal Darkness.
Andy says Eternal Darkness. Eternal Darkness is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
Yeah, this is a rough one.
The Darkness.
That's a good one.
Tim says The Darkness. The Darkness is not
Damn!
On the list.
He changed up his cadence. I was like, Tim, maybe this is it.
And we're back to Roger Picorni. Name a game with dark in the title.
Oh,
besides Dark Souls.
Fuck. Did they make a Dark Knight mobile game? I'm going to say The Dark Knight.
Roger says The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight is not on the list.
Zero Dark 30. Someone answer that.
Next up, Andy Cortez.
The Dark Pictures Anthology.
Oh!
Andy says The Dark Pictures Anthology. The Dark Pictures Anthology is not on the list.
That was
Holy
a fantastic
shit.
Answer. A tip of the hat to you.
It's a
spin
of the,
ring.
Sure. Tip
you.
Of the hat for
I'll
sure.
Take the spin of the ring.
Tim Geddes, your final answer.
Mm. Whoa.
Fresh on the Nintendo Switch Online. Game Boy Color. Alone in the Dark.
Ooh.
Tim says Alone in the Dark. Alone in the Dark is our 30-point answer.
Let's fucking go.
You have to be fucking kidding me. Nobody has thought about that game since they announced that
since
it was
2 weeks
back.
Ago.
Like,
I didn't know that game was a thing, if I'm being honest. I missed out on the Alone in the
Dark.
There
was a movie.
Yep. I knew the movie was a thing. So the game is based off the movie?
So, yeah. So they made
the movie's based on the game.
And then they made a remake for the 360. No, a new game for the 360. Yeah. Right? And then they're making a new one now.
Can I get a bonus tip of the hat?
For what?
For one of my guesses that doesn't count.
Go for it.
Dark and Darker.
Not on here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At 10 points, you would have guessed Dark Void.
Oh.
Dark Void.
That's the one that Nolan North voiced the character that Greg called
him. Yeah, Greg called him over.
So good.
At 20 points, Darksiders.
You know what? What did I say for my first one? The Darkness.
Yeah.
Darksiders is what I was going for, but I couldn't get it in my head. I'm stupid.
And then at 40 points, Dark Cloud.
He
was speaking toward my heart with that Dark Cloud.
Yeah.
Wow. Come on. I can't believe I got double zeros again.
With
I've been on a real bad I've been on a real bad slump. I think Roger's getting in my head, dude.
That's what he does, man. He's got the ring. He's got the ring.
The ring.
30 points was awarded to Tim for Alone in the Dark, and then Roger got 50 points with Perfect Dark.
The Lord of the Ring. Can that stick?
I like that. Way better than Edutainer.
Hey, Nick, you know, I kept myself
from here on.
Like,
we're
saying it just
out.
Now.
We're calling Roger the Lord of the Ring.
I like that.
It wasn't the close-up view, Roger. It was when you put him on right here in this shot.
Yeah.
When you put the glasses on over here.
Barrett, what's the score?
Right now in third place is, God damn it, that's bad. Is the Nitro Rifle Andy Cortez with 0 points not on the board. In second place is Roger Tate Picorni.
No!
Run it back.
With
nope.
50 points. And in first place is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 100 points. But
yes,
it's still anybody's game going into the third round.
The third round. Currently, everybody is separated by 50 points. Can Andy make up some ground?
Can I get an answer?
Can Andy get
for
one
dark pictures not being on there was
that's
shocking.
Insane.
That was
good
a
answer.
Shocker.
Such
very
a good
answer,
one.
Though. Maybe he will make
even
up some
Eternal
ground.
Darkness, because that's just something that has been talked about on podcasts. Like, you all had that whole Eternal Darkness little fucking thing, and it was a thing. And
I don't remember.
Do you remember the Eternal Darkness thing?
No.
Where it was like an older podcast.
I think
podcast.
You're thinking a Giant Bomb.
It was an older podcast with Fran where they were saying, like, GameCube titles that need to be remade. Yeah. And I like it was at the old studio, but I remember like
is this like our top five iconic
games
for each console when we
God
did that.
Bless. I know we've been talking a lot about you missing out on GameCube. Eternal Darkness.
Yeah.
Put it on the list.
Yeah.
That was one of those Kojima fuck up games that like fucked your mind, Bless.
Mm.
You would think your
games.
Game was like TV was fucking
oh,
up.
Oh, it's that
stuff.
Game.
Oh, yeah. Is gotcha. It the one where you see the volume bar turned
yeah.
down?
Yeah.
I need that, but change like with a modern TV. Have it like on the side and like
ticket. Yeah.
HDR is on. It's not actually on.
Nothing scary.
We turned your HDR off.
I know for Tim. That's
yeah.
the scariest thing in the world.
The colors are a bit like, it turns your screen from an OLED to like a LED.
No.
It's like, ah, shit.
Fucks up the black levels. I'm like, I'm out. Like,
you thought gray. This was black.
It's so dark.
Round number three. It would be crazy, though, if a movie started with, fuck, who's the famous actress who like
Nicole
leads
Kidman.
Off? Nicole Kidman, where she like does a whole speech about
oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
movie theater
about, yeah.
or whatever. If like a movie started off and like she says some weird shit, some different shit, and like it's part of like the
yeah.
fourth wall
oh,
break,
Tropic
like,
Thunder,
brain. Yeah, that would be insane. Where you think you're gonna get the usual Nicole Kidman intro?
Yeah,
and then she's like, "Everybody, you're fucking trapped in here."
Yeah,
already scary when she looks at the camera at the end.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't need that to be scary.
She looks.
I'm waiting for
like,
a jump scare every time that happens.
I love
you're
it.
Not allowed to leave or some shit. All right, round number three. Name a licensed game. That was better than it had any right being.
Oh, okay.
Name a licensed game that was better than it had any right being. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Spider-Man.
Which one?
Two.
Fuck.
Andy says Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 is our 40-point answer.
Yeah. On the board.
He's on the board. Roger Picorni.
Batman Arkham. Do I have to specify on that one or...
No, you don't. I'm gonna give that one to you. Batman Arkham Asylum is our 10-point answer. Next up.
Wow.
Tim Geddes.
10 points.
Jack Fu. Name?
You know
a licensed game.
I'm in the lead enough that I'm comfortable
oh.
to do
oh, wow.
Tim
He's
Geddes
getting horny
answer.
With it. Getting horny.
Where I gotta just, you know, teach the youth about something that they don't know about, all right? And that is Astro Boy on the Game Boy Advance, all right? If you look at any top Game Boy Advance list and it doesn't have Astro Boy...
It's a stupid list.
It's a shit
list.
It's
a shit list.
It's a shit list, everybody.
Every week on Patreon.com, so it's kind of funny. Tim says Astro Boy for the Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
Astro Boy is not on the list.
You're a bunch of losers with no taste.
And we're back to Andy Cortez. Name a licensed game that was better than it had any right being.
Attack and the Power of Choo Choo.
No, that was a video game first.
Chex Quest.
That's his answer. Lock it in, everybody.
Cool Spot.
Pepsi Man.
I'm gonna go with Chex Quest.
Andy's going with Chex Quest. Chex Quest is not on the list. Was that good? I never played Chex Quest.
It was just cool because it was like, this is a free PC game
in my cereal.
What the fuck?
I missed out on that.
It was just a disc. And it was just a straight up Doom clone. It was awesome.
Hell yeah. Roger, we're back to you.
Marvel's Spider-Man, the PS4 one.
Roger says Marvel's Spider-Man, the PS4 game. Marvel Spider-Man is not on the list.
Avengers, Tim.
Tim Geddes is our final answer.
I'm going to go with
Sneak King.
Oh, I was gonna say Jurassic Park. Is that a, are you a T Rex?
Yeah, I was like Stray. Like I don't think that's licensed.
King, baby.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Tim says Sneak King.
Oh fuck,
Sneak King is not
damn it
on the list.
Wait. Is it called sneaking because it sounds like sneaking?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That blew his mind. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Realization.
Incredible.
Yeah, we gotta do a full playthrough of Sneak King.
Yeah, I'm sure that's great.
God damn.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done with that. Does anybody have any guesses?
I fucked up, dude. Lord of the Rings. Fucking Shadow of Mordor.
No. Not on there either.
Two Towers? Yeah. Lord of the Rings, Two Towers?
No, Lord of the Rings on here.
So, yeah, tell us this.
At 20 points, Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh, okay.
Shit. Hogwarts Legacy. Okay.
Makes sense.
At 30 points, GoldenEye. GoldenEye, which probably should be the... Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Our number one answer... X-Men Origins Wolverine. X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Wow.
If you remember that video game.
No, I know. Yeah. I didn't realize that had the
myself.
Yeah. I didn't realize that had the juice still. Oh, like people were still thinking about
oh,
it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think when you talk about a licensed game that was better than it had any
was
right.
Was Spider-Man game. 2 number 1 or
Spider-Man 2 was number 2. That was number 1. Wolverine was number 1.
Wow.
Yeah. Which
but Astro Boy's on you.
The idea that Eternal Darkness wasn't on it, but X-Men Origins Wolverine is on it is like the argument, like, cancels itself out, you know?
With that, Andy got 40 points in Spider-Man 2, and then Roger got 10 points with Arkham Asylum. Barrett, what's the current score?
Right now, in third place, still is one Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez, but now points on the board
with
40 points. Just ahead of him in second place is Roger, the Lord of the Ring.
There we go. Okay, there
Tate
we go.
Tate McCorney.
No.
No!
In second place with 60 points and still in the lead despite having no new points in this last round, Tim motherfucking Geddes with 100 points. It's still anybody's game.
Round number 4. Name a franchise that could use a telltale story. Name a franchise that could use a telltale story. Andy Cortez.
The Last of Us.
Andy says The Last of Us.
Interesting.
The Last of Us is our 40-point answer. Roger McCorney.
Fuck.
What?
That is insane.
Tim, this is the name a popular game second question right here.
Marvel? Is that a franchise?
I would count Marvel as a franchise. Sure. Is that your answer?
I mean, the way that you're saying that means that it's 0 points. It's not on the board.
Do you want to lock it in?
Do you want to lock it in?
Do you want to lock it in, Roger?
Lock it in.
My heart's a Succession.
Very similar.
No, that'd be awesome.
Very similar IP.
It would be really good. Marvel. I'm going to say Marvel.
Roger says Marvel. Marvel. Is not.
Yeah, I knew it. I know you.
They already did it.
Guardians was a game already.
Okay, I don't. They fucking said Last of Us. Okay, I don't know.
Tim Geddes.
The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tim says The Fast and the Furious. The Fast and the Furious is not on the
list. Y'all need to fucking pay attention to us more. I pitched the perfect Telltale Fast and Furious game years ago.
I'm sure Andy, everybody remembers that.
But what the fuck do they remember if not Astro Boy on the Game Boy Advance?
Definitely not Eternal Darkness.
Andy Cortez. We're back to you. Name a franchise that could use a telltale story.
Eternal. I'm gonna go with Harry Potter.
Andy says Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Not on the list. Roger McCorney, we're back to you.
Time to break bad. Breaking Bad / Better Call Saul universe.
That's good.
Either or, okay?
That's not bad.
I'm going to lock in Breaking Bad universe as an answer. Breaking Bad universe is not on the list.
Yeah, you guys are cowards. You guys are cowards.
Wow.
Tim Geddes, your final answer on this one.
Star Wars.
Tim says Star Wars. Star Wars is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
Not even proud about this.
No.
At 30 at 10 points, you would have guessed Lord of the Rings.
Ah!
Yeah. At 20 points, you would have guessed Mass Effect. At At 30, like the 80 core test special over here.
So mad.
Which is kind of like a Telltale gamer, but like with gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Making decisions.
It's like everything except like the actual gameplay of Mass Effect. At 30 points, you would have guessed Superman.
Superman.
With that, Andy got 40 points with The Last of Us.
That was always Greg's pitch.
Yeah.
Like, here's how you make a Superman game so you're not just like the all powerful dude.
Because it's a Batman like that.
Tim got 50 points with Star Wars. Barrett, what's the current score?
Our new third place person right now is Roger the Maniac McCourty.
Okay.
With 60 points.
Woo!
In second place now, just a little bit ahead of Roger Tate, is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez.
James Williams. Sorry, keep going.
80 points.
James Williams called me a quantum maniac because I keep doing my Michael Douglas impression.
I love it.
And in first place is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 150 points. He's proud of those last 50, but he has them.
But I'll take them.
Right now, it looks like Tim is on track to retain his trophy.
Shame on me for being like, Tim, this is the name of popular IP question, and I didn't name a popular IP. Like, I had Star Wars.
You said Harry Potter.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And number five is our last round. Name an N64 game you'd bust out if you're having three friends over. Name an N64 game you'd bust out if you're having three friends over. Franchises are only counting individual entries. You can't give franchise names. You can only give individual entries.
Name
an N64 game you'd bust out if you're having three friends over. Roger McCourty.
Mario Kart 64.
Roger says Mario Kart 64.
Good answer.
Very good answer.
Mario Kart 64 is our 40-point answer.
40 answer. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Andy Cortez.
Super Smash Bros.
Yep. Solid three.
Andy said
point answer.
Super Smash Brothers. Super Smash Bros. Is our 30-point answer.
Yep.
Yeah.
You knew it.
Tim Geddes.
50 with GoldenEye 007, baby.
Tim says GoldenEye 007. GoldenEye is our 50-point answer.
You knew it.
That's how it fucking works.
That's how he gets this.
He's going to steal first place for you.
That's why he's the best.
That's why I'm the best.
Always has been the best.
Work our way back. Roger McCourty.
Rob's going to be back next week being like, I'm the champ.
This is just for participation at this point.
But just participating. I'm trying to.
Now, here's the thing, right? I've never owned an N64. I played it once. So, you know, fuck it. Hey, you Pikachu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, all your friends. You know what I mean? You pass around the controller.
The microphone.
Pikachu. Yeah, the controller with the microphone on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I guess it was on the controller.
Come
you're
on,
right.
Fake fan over here.
You're right. Hey, you Pikachu. Hey, you Pikachu. Not on the list. Andy.
And this is tough. Because I know where my heart once is. Am I beating Roger right now? You know what, Roger? Take second place,
who's
brother.
Take
second place, because I'm going with my heart right here.
Yeah, say it. Speak with your heart.
There's some good answers left. If you just think a little hard about this.
Can we just talk?
I don't want to. I want to say Snowboard Kids.
Hey, solid answer. That's like a number seven or eight. Maybe.
I fucking love
it. I legitimately
kids.
Played Snowboard Kids like 2 weeks ago on my Steam Deck. Don't ask how, you know?
Yeah.
Allegedly. Games. Allegedly. Snowboard Kids is not on the list. Tim?
Mario Party.
Tim says Mario Party. Mario Party is our 20-point answer.
Is there a better Mario Party?
It was between
that's the problem.
It was between that and like either Cool Borders or some fucking. I got a lot.
Cool Borders was PlayStation. Yeah. 1080 snowboarding.
1080. Mm. 1080.
Yeah.
At 10
not
points.
Four players.
Really quick, was Wave Race 64 on here?
No, it was
now,
not.
Let me guess a couple.
Asshole. Go for it.
So there might be other Mario parties. Is there?
Yeah, there is.
There Mario Party 3.
It's actually 2.
Oh, really?
Mario Party 2.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
that
cool.
was the 10-point answer.
Now, is there any spaces left?
No, that's all of them.
Oh, okay,
that's all
cool.
of them.
Was there a good enough amount of ride-ins for Pokemon Stadium?
Not enough.
There should be.
Not
those
enough.
Fucking minigames, man.
But I can tell you about some of the other questions, because, of course, I like to keep some stats for tiebreakers in case we need them. Going back to number two, when I said name a game with Dark in the title besides Dark Souls, I do have the 6th through 9th answers. In sixth place with 50 points. There are the 6th through 8th. There are 2 6th-place ones with a tie. Tied for 6th place, Darkest Dungeon at 50 points and Dark Pictures Anthology. At 50 points.
Wow.
So you're almost there at a 6th-place tie. At 7th place for that one, Dark and Darker.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Dark and Darker.
Damn.
Shit.
And at 7th place, The Darkness.
How many people wrote in Dark Souls?
Not that many, actually.
Okay, yeah, I was very proud of you
following
kids.
Directions.
Yeah.
I do also have another one for number four, if that felt like a better tiebreaker, from name a franchise that could use a telltale story. Coming in at sixth place, Harry Potter with 26 votes.
Andy Cortez, always a bridesmaid, never yep. a bride. Holy yep. shit.
Sixth place was Harry Potter. Seventh place, Breaking Bad.
Yeah, there it is.
Seventh place.
Look at us.
Breaking Bad. Eighth place was a two-way tie between Stranger Things and Halo. 24 votes each. And here's the thing.
Can you imagine playing a fucking Halo Telltale game?
Like, this question Jesus pisses Christ. Me off more than anything in the world. Like, I hate this question. I hate all the answers. I'm mad about this.
And here's the thing. Sixth place, seventh place, and eighth place all divided by one vote, or all separated by one vote. And wow. so like, it was 26, 25, and 24 for Stranger Things and Halo. With that one, very close category.
Still back, Mike.
But at the end of the day, Tim got 50 points with GoldenEye, Roger got 40 points with Mario Kart 64, Andy got 30 points with Super Smash Bros., and Tim got 20 points with Mario Party, which brings the final score to what, Barrett?
In third place this week is Roger the Maniac Picorni with 100 points solid. In second place, only 10 points ahead, was Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 110 points. Doubling Andy's score
Jesus.
To be this week's champion on Kind of Feudy
to the moon.
Tim motherfucking Gettys with 220 points.
He retains his championship.
It's so small, but it feels so right.
Will he be able to retain it next week? Will Greg Miller come back to try and conquer us all? You'll have to tune in to find out. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Andy Cortez. That's not been Andrew Tate. That's Roger Picorni.
Yes,
very different people.
Lord of the Ring.
Lord of the Ring, Roger Picorni. And until next time, we'll see you on the next episode of Kind of Feudy.